True, gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Public school students at Esperanza High School in Anaheim, in Orange County, California, had been prevented from starting a Bible club. The school told the students that only curriculum-related groups would be allowed at the school. So the students went to federal court, and U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney ruled that since Esperanza High School does allow other non-academic groups, such as a Red Cross Club, to meet on the campus, the school must obey the Federal Equal Access Act, as well as the First Amendment, and allow the Bible Club to form. It is strange that a school has to be told they have to obey the law. The club will now be able to meet on campus, have access to an advisor and school supplies, and be listed in the yearbook, complete with a photo. Judge Carney noted that the school district's objection to the Bible club seemed to be based, at least partially, on what he called a paternalistic desire to control the views and outlets available to students, close quote. This case also reminds us of the hostility of many public schools toward religion and traditional moral standards. Many schools go much farther in their hostility to religion even than the courts and the ACLU are demanding. This is another recent federal court decision that reminds us of the importance of having a president who appoints judges who respect and enforce the United States Constitution the way it was written. We are expecting two and maybe three vacancies on the U.S. Supreme Court in the next presidential term. So it is terribly important that we have a president who will appoint constitutional justices. And it is important, too, that he appoint constitutional judges to the district and circuit courts because so many cases never make it to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court takes only about 1% of the cases that are appealed to it, so the other judges are very, very important.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. First, the Supreme Court banned prayer in schools, then the Ten Commandments, but that was just the beginning. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the latest on judges promoting secular society. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's time to go to the neighborhood. Neighborhood 21, that is. Host Roger Fredenberg, talk radio's regular guy from America's heartland, is ready to offer an in-depth discussion about most anything from A to Z. Now, here's your host, Roger Fredenberg.
Yeah, whatever that announcer man said, it's all true. If you don't believe him, well, who cares what you believe? Wow, it is Neighborhood 21 Radio. Are you alive? Are you well? Are you ready for the big holiday? Are you thankful for anything? Based on my observation, many of you are not very thankful for much, but that's okay. I'll keep working on you, praying for you, and trying to browbeat you into believing what I believe. If that doesn't work, then we'll just have to agree to disagree and get on with our lives. How's that? Now you know why I've been married 3 times. Ha ha, that was funny. Thank you, Dennis Miller, for comic relief. Hey! Whew. Man, I'm telling you, I have been watching the, I guess you call it the collapse, the implosion, the destruction, the final destination. I don't know, pick, there's 1,000 cliches you could use to describe the end of America as we know it. I think there's even a song like that out there. It's the end of America as we know it. Something to that effect. There is apparently no one who has the audacity, the courage, the strength of character, the desire, whatever it takes to get up in front of those cameras and say, gotcha. But somebody gotcha. Now, I've been preaching for years that the cost of doing business in a world dominated by cowards, the cost of living in a society that has outlawed masculinity, outlawed the patriarchal ideal. I warned in 1993, when we dissected the Omnibus Crime Bill of 1993, that manhood, maleness, essentially the balls had been ripped out of America. And now we get to pay homage to this this heresiarchal kind of matriarchal new America, where cowardice is in, placating the extremists, wacko, leftists, godless, simpletons is in, secular humanism is in, earth worship is in. And you have to wonder, is any of this just happening by osmosis? I mean, if you believe this is happening by accident, and you don't think that there's some intelligent design behind the undoing of America, I would tell you that by the same argument, I would argue that Darwin was wrong, and that there is a reasonable argument for intelligent design and for the possibility that the Christian God is exactly who he says he is in the Bible. And I would tell you that what's happening to America, what you see unfolding before your eyes, is no accident. That it's by intelligent design that the country is being radically and completely dismantled piece by piece. And I finally found someone who agrees with me to a certain extent. His name is Robert Roselli, and he joins us now. Hello, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you, Rob?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about who you are, Rob. I'm not familiar with you. You're a civil engineer. You got involved in speaking out on the New World Order here a while back. Tell me your story.
Well, real quickly, I'm a civil engineer. I'm up here in New Jersey. I'm professionally licensed in three states. That's my background, and I said it only to establish, you know, my mode of thinking is grounded in logic and sound science, unlike the echo-wacko left, which I just heard you refer to. That's basically it. I'm married. I live up here in northern New Jersey. I've never written a book. I just completed my first book, and it's due out in a couple of weeks. And I'll just give out my website. It's called boxofsunglasses.com. Okay, and what that refers to is the name of the website they live.
Yeah.
Okay, and the inspiration to that title is from, I don't know if you're familiar with John Carpenter. Okay, he made a movie about 20 years ago called They Live.
Yeah.
Okay, and thematically, that movie is exactly in tune with my overall message, okay? And you just refer to, an intelligent design that's behind all this. And based on my research, you're exactly correct. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to get your arms around the whole thing because, in a nutshell, no pun intended, the quote conspiracy is so vast. I mean, it basically surrounds us. It's so obvious that it's hidden. Okay. That's basically how, quote, they have gotten away with it. Okay. Now, to be specific, and break in here anytime, if you have any questions.
Yeah, it's the old expression, hiding in plain sight.
Basically, okay. Yeah. Now let's. I know we have limited time here, and I'll try and get to specifics real quick. Okay, I'll try and cover just some examples of what I'm saying, and we'll take it from there. Okay. Now on my website, basically what happened with me with the book, it was too long. Make a long story short, I had to dump some of the stuff onto my website, and if people go on it, they'll see there's some links, some introductory sections to the book, okay? But the most important thing to understand is that there is an intelligent design behind the, you know, the downfall of the United States, okay? And it's not an accident. It's sinister, it's contrived, it's premeditated, and it's manifesting itself with this latest economic debacle, okay? It's not an accident.
No, they've redistributed the wealth of the country. They've stolen the real estate equities from all the homeowners in America. They've stolen the 401k plans and taken all the money. They've robbed the country.
Exactly correct. I mean, I have a name for this group of essentially what they are is they're parasites and robbers. You know, I call them the gang bankers. Okay, because exactly what they are, they, you know, instead of robbing us with you know, face to face with guns, they've done it, you know, in white suits and economic theory and all this other garbage, okay? A good place to start is with the theory of evolution, okay? And that's kind of, if you go on my website, if, you know, if you get a chance, you know, I embedded the, you know, the words they live in the theory of evolution, okay? And that is the, that's kind of the crux of what this whole drive is, okay? There's more, there's much more to this than, quote, just money, okay? Now, real quickly, you know, if you do look at the theory of evolution, it's so dumb, so stupid to believe that something exploded and formed the universe that it defies comprehension. Okay, so what do? They hide behind, you know, Darwin's theories and all this other stuff. Okay, even, you know, Darwin himself even admitted to the idiocy of his own theory. Basically said there's no evolutionary, you know, where transitional fossils can be found, this theory will prove itself false. And statistically, it mathematically, it just can't happen. There's not enough time, even with, you know, 13.7 billion years or whatever the time frame is. It just mathematically, it cannot even produce the simplest living cell, much less a complete set of, you know, humans, any animal, the Earth. And that's a brief overview, okay? And a good site that I found to establish the science is something called creationscience.com. It's linked on my website, okay? But that, and then you have to ask yourself, okay, if it's that idiotic, I mean, scientifically, it's just bad. It's worse than bad, okay? Then you have to say, okay, well, then why is it so pervasive in our school system? Okay, you look at that. Then you go, you jump over to the radical environmental movement, okay? And, you know, I have a civil engineering background. I took a lot of environmental classes, okay? And real briefly in my book, I cover, you know, the ozone scam. You remember that one?
Sure.
From the early 90s, and Al Gore and the rest of the, you know, the greenies got on board with that one. And that theory is so bad, you know, it defies comprehension, okay? Because basically, you know, you have CFCs, which are heavier than air, okay, and somehow these things are rising up to attack the ozone layer, okay? Number one. And number two is the ozone layer is made up of two things, oxygen and ultraviolet light, which comes from the sun. So we couldn't destroy the ozone layer if we tried, okay? Make a long story short that, you know, George Bush the first went out and banned the CFCs. You know, everybody's popping champagne corks and all this other stuff, okay? We, quote, solved the problem. Now the CFCs are the warm up for global warming, okay? And what I believe, and it's more true every day, is the real action that you're gonna see is hidden under the radical environmental movement, okay? That is the kook fringe environmental movement. And, you know, and if you go into New Age on my website, you know, I explain, I say, look, there's legitimate environmental problems, you know, solid waste disposal, wastewater treatment, that kind of stuff. Stuff I personally studied in school, okay? But if you go and you read the New Age, these Mother Earth Gaia and all these other wackos, what they really have a lot of disrespect for.
Hang on right there. We've got to take a short little break. We'll be right back with Robert Shelley, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Roger Fredenberg, Neighborhood 21 Radio. Don't go away.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, welcome back. Neighborhood 21 Radio. Our guest this evening is Rob Roselli. Rob doesn't have a book or anything to sell right at the moment, or maybe he does, but he's not known for... What's that, Rob?
I said it's due out in a couple weeks. So.
Yeah, you're not known for writing books necessarily. You're just a guy who's an engineer who started seeing this craziness and decided to research it. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, basically, you know, and I just went back and you know, I took, you know, a little bit of a novel approach. You know, I didn't just listen to the, quote, conspiracy kooks that are out there. And I'm putting that in quotes because, you know, basically I guess I'm one of them at this point.
Yeah.
You know, of course I reference them because there's a lot of good information out there. I mean, Anthony Sutton is a name that jumps to mind. Ted Flynn wrote a book called Hope of the Wicked. There's a lot of very good information out there, okay? But what I did is I went and I read the most far-out stuff there is. That's where I get a lot of my information, okay? You know, for instance, Alice Bailey, I don't know if you're familiar with Alice Bailey, okay? She's considered the mother of the New Age movement, okay? And she writes under something called an Ascended Master, okay? Which who the hell knows? I mean, no pun intended, who that really is, okay? Something called Dijwal Cole or something, okay? And she started a company called Lucifer's Publishing Company, which has now been shortened to Lucy's Trust to avoid any controversy. That organization is still, it's an NGO of the United Nations. And, you know, my name for the United Nations is Undead, okay, for several reasons. okay? And that's the that's like the subtitle of my book, okay? But basically, just to get back to what I was saying, I covered, real quickly, the theory of evolution. I was starting to talk about the environmental movement. You were talking about that before.
Well, I mean, I've been in the middle of fighting the environmentalists for years. Right. I'm in the Northwest,
Yeah. Well,
and they started with their crappy lies back here in the 70s, and they've really wrecked a lot of lives. And I tell people all the time, gasoline prices, electricity prices,
yeah.
land prices, natural resource items like lumber. All these things have huge price tags on them because of these phony environmentalist wackos.
Well, you're exactly right. Okay, now, I'll just talk. I'll just address that briefly. And again, this is just an overview because we have a limited amount of time. Okay, now if you'll take something like global warming. Okay, now Al Gore this guy is shameless. I don't know where this guy comes from, but the data or the lack thereof behind global warming is horrendous, okay? One thing he cites is, on his movie, An Inconvenient Truth, is a graph showing CO2, rises and then temperature rises subsequent to CO2. But actually, if you overlay it to his own two graphs, the exact opposite is true, okay? Temperature rises, then CO2 temperature rises, and there's reasons for that. It's explained, the oceans and all that. Okay, so that right there should almost harpoon, quote, global warming by itself. Okay, then he cites, these so-called, computer models, okay? And I've used enough computer models, I'm sure people out there have used. If you design, you can get a computer to say anything you want, okay? I've personally never used, an air quality model, but I've used plenty of water quality, hydrology models, this type of thing, okay? And believe me, if you want something to change, you just change one parameter, and you're going to get your desired result.
Well, that's right. The results are determined by the parameters set in the computer. That's it.
You calibrate, like, for instance, I use a lot of water quality models, okay? And if somebody came to me and said, we're not going to regard temperature in a model, I'd tell a person one or two things. I'd say, you're an idiot, or you don't know what you're talking about. Whatever results you get from that model are invalid. They don't mean anything. Now, jump over to, a lot of these air quality models, and I in the book, I referenced this. There's one scientist from Tim Ball, I think, from University of Ottawa or somewhere up in Canada. He said a lot of these models, they don't take into account a lot of things, and one of them being sunlight, okay? And he makes the analogy that these things are so bad that it would be the equivalent if you blew a head gasket and a transmission on a car. It would be like, attending to a lug nut, on a right rear tire or something. He said the science is that bad, okay? So it's not scientific, okay? It's, even in my book, I make the comment, I don't know what's dumber, the radical environmental movement or the theory of evolution, okay? My conclusion is I think the theory of evolution is dumber because the idea that an egg exploded and turned into the universe with life and it's incomprehensibly dumb, okay? And I think God has a name for that, and it's called general revelation. I think the rest of us can call that common sense. Okay, but you get hit with it day after day. The quote experts are saying it has to be true. Okay, and the same pattern with the radical environmental movement. Now jump over to the economy. Okay, you're familiar with the Federal Reserve Bank with that whole sham.
Sure.
Okay. Now if you look at the Federal Reserve Bank. Now, there was an ongoing fight, Hamilton versus Jefferson from way back when at the Constitutional Convention, Andrew Jackson had managed to get the bank, he eviscerated the bank, he paid off the national debt.
The national bank, right, centralized banking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, Abraham Lincoln, he had his run-ins with him, he held them off, okay, and then 1913, voila, all of a sudden, you have a quote federal and a quote reserve bank.
Well, hold on a second. We've got to take a break here. Rob Roselli on Neighborhood 21. We'll be back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, welcome back. It is Neighborhood 21 Radio, ready for the big holiday. Tomorrow's Big Grub Day, man. My place, we can do the big grub. We do turkey and dressing and ham. Yep, that's right, ham, people. Ham. We eat pig. And yams and fruit salad and taters and gravy. And I'm so excited. How about you, Rob? Are you excited, Rob Roselli?
Yeah. Look, I mean, you know,
you're gonna have lasagna. Don't tell me you got that Italian thing.
We actually eat normal food tomorrow, but by Sunday we'll be back to lasagna.
Rob, why are you? I'm trying to figure out why are you all of a sudden interested in going out on the trail and speaking out on this conspiracy thing or whatever it is.
You know, basically, I've always kind of had an inkling or some kind of instinct, you know, dating way back to the, you know, early 90s, okay. I never really took it seriously enough. You know, I had some friends that, you know, that were Christians, and, you know, my one friend, you know, he passed away of cancer at a young age, you know, early 20s, and, you know, he converted before he died, okay. But I never really took it seriously enough, but, you know, just my personal history, you know, I go back to the early 90s, you know, I just kind of picked up on something. You know, I read a few books, Hal Lindsey and this kind of thing. Larry Burkett, The Coming Economic Earthquake. I don't know if you've ever heard of that one.
Sure.
bankruptcy 1995, these kinds of things. And Ross Perot came out, and you know, I was a Ross Perot guy. Right? He's talking about
Ravi Batra. Is that who you read?
What's that?
Ravi Batra.
That name doesn't ring a bell.
The coming collapse of the new millennium, he wrote.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never personally heard of that one. But
Eustace Mullins?
Who's that?
Eustace Mullins. You hear Eustace?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But, you know, basically, you know, and I write this on the, you know, if you're on a website, you know, there's a section called They Live, you know, a PDF link. And basically, you know, I actually even called a radio station, you know, way back when, and I said, you know, somebody ought to look at, you know, the pattern that's developing here with, you know, the Clintons who just come to the office. And, you know, I said, it's very much in line with, you know, the movie 1984, or the book, rather, okay? And he kind of listened to me, and you know, he said, yeah, right, you know, kind of hung up the phone on me, okay? And that was kind of, and I kind of let it, you know, I kind of went dormant. But just in the last couple of years, I'm just looking at the way things are going, and I said, something's not right here, okay? Look, take this guy Obama, okay? Now here you have a guy that, a junior senator from nowhere, nobody knows who this guy is, and all the cameras are on this guy, and he hasn't even declared for the presidency yet. Okay, now to me, if that doesn't tell you that this whole thing's a setup, I mean, that was my personal, wait a second. And you start looking into things and you start reading, and that's basically where I am at. And I started writing about a year and a half ago, okay? And I just kept writing and writing, and the book ended up being 500 pages. And believe me, that's a bridge because there's so much information out there. And that's why, you know, sections of it are on the website.
Well, have you ever listened to Republic Broadcasting?
No.
Wow. Accent Radio?
No. I mean,
GCN Live?
No.
Rob, I've got to introduce you to a whole new world, man.
I'm kind of striking out all over. I mean, you know, basically, you know, my...
Just go to republicbroadcasting.org and listen for a full day.
Okay.
And what you're going to find is a bunch of guys a lot like you.
Uh-huh.
Only these guys have spent a lot of time and energy developing... a real art, kind of a craft, really, of describing what you're trying to describe.
Okay.
And I think you're going to find a lot of friends here. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Look, I mean, I think there's a lot more people out there. You know, basically, you know, quote, the way they quote, you know, in quotes, have taken over is divide and conquer. Okay. And that's big. And I think there's a lot more people, you know, like you, like me, that are out there. This is a quiet, you know, this poor guy, you know, this Joe the Plumber out in Ohio, okay, who dared question the chosen one, okay, and they ripped this poor guy to shreds, okay. But people, you know, like that have to kind of wake up and before it's too late. I personally already think it is too late, and that's another subject. But
well, you know, the Russians are saying what I've been saying. I've said that America's not going to survive this.
No.
We're going to break up into several regions, and people poo-pooed me, but the Russian president came out today and said exactly the same thing.
Yeah,
well, America's going to split up into six separate countries. I think it'll be somewhere between 6 and 10 countries.
Well, whatever it is, or bioregions, whatever the hell they're talking about. But that kind of touches on, you know, another point. Now, if, you know, on the website, I just wrote a couple page piece on, you know, beware the environmental movement. Okay. And in it, I noted that, you know, Gorbachev, Mikhail Gorbachev, remember him, you know, ex-KGB, evil empire
right.
guy, okay? He's in charge of something called the Green Cross, okay? It's one of these left-wing and echo-wacko causes. Now, the UN wants us to seriously believe that this guy is some kind of converted environmentalist, okay? I could, you know, and what I say is I could imagine this guy calling back to Putin over there in Russia, you know, laughing his ass off at us, saying, look at these jerk-offs with this environmental movement. You know, we'll let them take care of themselves, and we'll just move right in, okay? And that's, in a nutshell, I think that's what's happening. And that's, you know, that's kind of the setup for this battle of Gog and Magog, which some people say is the battle of Armageddon, but that's kind of getting ahead of the game right now. But that's the kind of setup, that's the kind of thing you see in the environmental movement. Not to mention the fact that the UN is now calling global warming a, quote, a security issue, okay?
Yeah.
And what does that mean? It means martial law issue, okay? And now who's the guy in, you know, who's the guy in president, you know, this Obama, you know, people, all these robots out there, you know, screaming for change and screaming this guy's name. I mean, already a lot of people are shocked. You know, he's got the same group of gangbangers coming in. You know, this Volcker from the Carter administration, this Summers, the head of the New York City Federal Reserve Bank. Okay, I mean, this is...
Well, they put the same mentality that got us in trouble was trying to get us out of trouble.
Well,
you can't get out of trouble using the same food that got you in the mess to begin with.
So. Well, you're exactly right, but you have to go a little bit deeper. You know, I was starting to explain before with the Federal Reserve Act. Okay, you know, now in a nutshell, you know, we can never pay off the national debt because to pay it off, we got to borrow money from the same people we're indebted to.
Oh, that's insane.
Okay, now look, if I was watching this stuff from outer space and I was looking down, I would be shaking my head at this whole thing. Okay, now in a nutshell, that's how the Federal Reserve works. I mean, there's other ways they get money. They borrow from foreign investors, and you know, you go to the bank, you buy bonds. But in a nutshell, that's how the system was originally set up, and to pay for it. You know, of course, you had the federal income tax and the IRS. It all came about around the same time to pay interest. So in a nutshell, it's a scam, okay? Yeah. And it goes back thematically to that same thing. It's so dumb that it can't be possible that the people that set it up, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, your Warburgs, it's just not possible to believe that they're that dumb. Or the only other conclusion is that they're very sinister, and that's manifesting itself in our $10 trillion or $20 trillion or whatever it is, you know, bailout rescue package. I mean, look, the GDP of this country is $14 trillion. Okay, the quote unfunded liabilities are somewhere 50-60 trillion, whatever the number is, and the quote online budget is, I think that the debt clock in Times Square, I think it turned over, that's $10 trillion. Okay, and you know, in a nutshell, what that means is, you know, we're taking money, you know, if we were a house, we're taking money that's supposed to go pay for the electric bill, and we're paying, you know, we're buying food with it, and that sort of thing. That's what's happening with Social Security. They're taking the money that goes into Social Security and paying it out to welfare or whatever it is, okay? But the problem is all the money comes from the Federal Reserve Bank, which is neither federal or doesn't have any reserves, okay? And you know, people may be out there asking, well, how do, quote, they get away with it? If you go back in history and you look, University of Chicago is like the main economic school, okay? And, you know, who started that? You know, the Rockefeller family, the Columbia Teachers College, right? That teaches a lot of historical revisionism, you know, all these Ivy Leagues, these economics. It's the same group of gangbangers, their predecessors, their grandfathers, okay, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, the same group of families that started all these schools, okay, and that's how you get all these clowns on Circus NBC arguing about all this stuff, inflation and all this stuff. It's all a ruse, okay? Now, am I going to sit here and say they're all part of the conspiracy? I mean, who's to say, okay?
Yeah.
But my point is simply this, you know, people say I'm crazy and you don't know what you're talking about. You know, look, Soros, Warren Buffett, Jim Rogers, and 10 other economists can argue, you know, to the cows come home about, you know, what's the fix of the economy. And if I was sitting there, I would laugh at all of them. I'd say, look, until somebody comes in and gets rid of the rotten core of this apple, which is a Federal Reserve Bank, just like Ron Paul, he's only one of the few talking about it, it's inconsequential what you say, okay?
Yeah.
And then you have to go look, and you go look in history and say, well, how did this happen? It happened right in front of our eyes. You had a few sellouts in Congress, okay? Woodrow Wilson was a puppet. There was a Senator Nelson Aldrich, okay? They all rode on his, you know, his train down to Jekyll Island, if you're familiar with Jekyll Island, okay? And the best book out there on the Federal Reserve, this whole scam, is a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island by Gerald Griffin,
yeah.
Okay, and there's a numerous other books.
G.
Out
Edward
there.
Griffin, yeah.
Or G. Edward Griffin, yeah. Okay. Excellent book.
Actually, the best book on the subject was written 100 years ago or thereabouts, and it's titled The Coming Battle.
Okay.
And you can buy it at newswithviews.com, where I'm a columnist.
Okay.
And The Coming Battle goes through the various, really death-defying interactions that Andrew Jackson had with the robber barons and the central bankers.
Sure.
And it takes you through the whole, you know, series of events from, you know, the hoarding of silver.
Sure.
And the robber barons and the monopolies and
sure.
you know, all the strong-arm tactics and the company stores and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And Andrew Jackson just went in and kicked their butts, okay?
Yeah, well, Andrew Jackson, I mean, he took it to the limit. I mean, he was censured. I mean, they were looking to get him out of office. There were attempts on his life, okay, which is, that's another thing. That's a whole other thing if you really want to look at it, okay. But he managed to get rid of him. But then these guys are parasites, okay. They went right back at it. And like I said, now basically, you know, what I've discussed is section two of my book, you know, the quote secular side to this whole thing. Okay, but there is definitely a bridge to the religious side, and I'm trying to.
Right. Well, the only way out of the debt for the bankers is hyperinflation.
Well,
so they have to create the conditions to hyperinflate, so that they have the power to make $10 trillion meaningless, and once they can do that, then they can essentially repudiate the debt. And they never lose. Only the people who have real assets lose. So.
But the hyperinflation is something that they're not going to have a choice. I mean, obviously, look, they're running out of bullets. They don't know what to do. I'm not saying, you know, the gang bankers. You know, the most prominent one right now is David Rockefeller. Okay.
The biggest problem is that in America they managed using the dumbing down techniques in the public school system, the desensitizing techniques they use with mass hypnosis in the media.
Yep.
They've managed to quell the public. So unlike what's happening tonight in Bangkok, Thailand, with tens of thousands of Thailanders storming the government offices and killing the bastards, pardon my French, in America, people are too cowardly to do that.
They don't want
anybody to get in the middle of their crack pipe moment or their next meth fix or their bong hits, you know.
Well,
Americans are done. There are no patriots left in America. Not one.
You're exactly right.
You know, I remember the story of Lot and his wife following Abram out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yep.
And of course looking for that one righteous man. And he wasn't there. There are no righteous men left in America. We got a bunch of cowards and liars and wimps and wussies, and there just aren't any real men left.
In the leadership positions, you're exactly right. Okay, now,
I'm not talking about the leader. I'm saying I challenge one man to stick his head up in America anywhere.
Well, hopefully
there are none.
Hopefully
there's not one guy out there who will. They'll go to jail for child porn and drugs, they wouldn't dare go to jail as a patriot. See,
well,
and my consensus is this, personally. The jails should be filled with patriots, not potheads.
Yeah.
And that's when
look,
you know, that's when I think we'll know we're making progress. Go ahead.
That's where it's going. And this, you know, my opinion, this thing can't be fought anymore. I mean, that's just where we are in history, okay? And you're right, Americans are sedated, and that harkens back to my whole they live theme. Okay, but you know, what I've done is, you know, the book 1984. There's certain things in there thematically that are exactly happening in our society. Okay, and I've listed them. Okay, historical revisionism, abolition of God.
As far as I'm concerned, anymore, the only good use for a book is if you're beating some nut in the head with it.
As far as
I'm concerned, unless it's being used as a weapon, it has no value.
Well,
what's the point of reading a book that nobody's going to do anything about?
It's the reason. Oh, look, what I'm trying to do is shock people, you know, into reality. Because, I mean, you know, if that's and you're right to an extent, but who do we? This is a situation. The way I look at it, if you want to take it to that level, is that, you know, we're in a situation. It's the wheats and the tares. Okay, the, you know, quote, they have become us. I mean, you don't know who's who anymore.
I know.
So
I can see the bumper stickers on their cars.
Yeah.
I get on their case all the time. When I'm out in public, my wife thinks I'm a crazy man. when I see these liberal leftist wackos with their bumper stickers, vote for Obama, I say, thanks for wrecking the country and putting a communist piece of human crap in the White House, you moron.
He's just a mess.
When I see those environmentalist bumper stickers, I get out and say, thanks for making my 40,000 house cost 400,000, you idiot. Thanks for making my $40 tank of gas cost 200 bucks, you moron. Thanks, you idiot. But I'm a big guy. I can get right in their face, and they don't do nothing, see?
No, this is just the climax of what's been being pre-planned for hundreds of years, okay? Now, you know, you have to educate yourself, you know, a little bit. I mean, you're exactly right, but, like, you have to have some kind of foundation to go on, you know, before you start reacting. And then you come to the conclusion that there's really nothing left to do.
I don't think you should react. I think you should respond. There's a difference. Hang on a minute, Rob Roselli. Don't go away.
Worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Neighborhood 21 Radio. Look, we had some callers on the line who called in really early, and they probably didn't have anything to share with the guest. And I wanted to give Rob Roselli a chance to spread his mind out here across the grid for us. Let us see what's going on. We can check out his website and things. So don't get mad if I didn't take calls here. I really wanted to figure out where Rob was coming from. And Rob, what is your website again?
It's called the a word that links to it is called boxofsunglasses.com. That's, you know, for the movie They Live, when he finds the box of sunglasses and puts them on, he sees how the whole thing works. But that's
boxofsunglasses.com. Just to be really candid with you, it sounds to me like you've stumbled into a lot of good research and you've learned a lot of interesting things about this conspiracy thing out there.
Yeah.
I would, because some of us have been at this 25 years or longer.
Sure.
I would advise you honestly to tune in to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay.
Tune in to gcnlive.com. Tune in to accentradio.com. Go to newswithviews.com, news website on the web. And what you're going to find is a whole bunch of folks who are in your camp.
Okay.
That you can begin to interact with and share your learned material with them.
Sure.
Because these are folks that are really going to be interested in the things you've turned over. I mean, a lot of it's just reruns for some of us.
Yeah. You know,
we've already digested and been over a lot of this material, but some of the things, some of your unique insights, some of the new ways that you think that bring a different paradigm to the front, you see, in ways that folks don't realize until they see another guy's take on things. You follow me?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Look, I'm, there's going to be a lot of overlap between people like us, and I'm trying to figure this thing out. I mean, this thing can be, you can talk about this thing on multi levels, okay? And the way I see it, you know, I know the conclusion, you know, in this conversation that we're coming to, and you're exactly right. I mean, this is American Revolution type stuff, okay? This is, you know, to arms, you know, I think that was, Patrick Henry, okay, give me liberty or give me death, okay, that's where we are, okay.
Right.
Now that type of stuff is going to be looked on as, you know, now you're going to be a rebel to the, you know, to the gangbanger establishment that's running this country right now, okay. But realize, you know, I don't mean to be facetious and I'm not being condescending, but realize, you know, what we're talking about here. You have people in the military that are loyal Americans. Police, FBI. I have a sibling that's an FBI agent. Okay, he goes on the streets every day and faces the worst thugs in America. Okay, you have these Ramos and Compion.
And the minute the Big Brother tells him to shoot you, you're a dead man.
Well,
let me just tell you.
Listen, you know, just hear me out. What I'm saying is that you have a lot of God-fearing people that put their life. You know, these troops in Iraq. Now that, you know, you can argue about the Bush and the gangbankers getting us involved in that war. Okay, but realize that when you're talking about following the Constitution or following our illegal government, you're talking basically about, you know, revolution and the downfall of America. Yeah. In other words, quote, they have us, okay, no matter
I guess what I would say to you, Rob, is sadly, and I'm sorry that most people haven't picked up on it yet, there is no America.
You're exactly right.
We're longing for something that used to be. It doesn't exist anymore, and it's never going to exist again.
And so
people have to define for themselves now what the future looks like. And we're basically starting from ground zero. America's gone.
Well,
they've already proven the Constitution's toilet paper.
Yeah.
So it's time for a new paradigm, a new way of thinking. And, you know, I don't particularly care for being in bondage and being a slave, but that's where most of us are. I got to go. I got company that just came in from out of town. I got to be with them tonight. Otherwise, I'd stay another hour, but I'm not going to tonight. Rob Roselli, thank you very much for being here. To the folks at Republic Broadcasting and to all you out there in the listening audience and beyond, thank you. God bless. Take care. Have a great holiday and stay out of jail.
Now that the election